Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting second, the left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Alou steals second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Alley moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Alley scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Pirates. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field. Jones picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jones. Mazeroski scores. Law moves to third. Alou moves to second. It's 4-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stargell is walked intentionally. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Bresut reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresut moves to third. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a line drive into right field. Elliott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. Alley moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boyer scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets won. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pagliarani moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Clemente scores. One out. It's 6-1, Pirates. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to third. Clendenon moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Clendenon scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's 8-1, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law bunts on two strikes. and it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Luplow hits a line drive into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Elliott is chasing the ball. Stargell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 10-1, Pirates. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Elliott moves to third. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Elliott scores. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Pirates. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive towards third. Pagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.